Welcome to The Light Show with Daniella Breen. Hello and welcome to The Light Show. I am Daniella Breen and it's great to have you here. The Light Show is where we dive into consciousness, alignment, and strengthening of you with your unique and sacred light. It is deep work. In fact, it is internal, eternal work. And today we're going to be focusing particularly on your heart and understanding the greater heart, the great heart that you have, and how that works with your light. So you'll be looking at how your heart, you can let your heart do the work for you in carrying your light, in spreading your light. So first we'll be doing a heart alignment as we do in each episode. It's a different heart alignment every time, because there are many ways to relate to your heart, and I want you to experience and go deep into each of them. Then we'll be talking about how your heart works with your light and how your heart carries your light and does the work of bringing your light to everything that you do and are, and how you can work with that and rely on that and bring your presence into that. And we'll also be looking at how your expansion into your light impacts humanity and the world. So we'll be going into a bit. And it's going to be very illuminating. Sorry, pardon the pun. If you appreciate my work, please subscribe to this channel and like and share this episode so that others can be introduced to my work, because we have a lot to do. We have a lot of wonderful work to do. So that's the most important thing, the key thing. Also, in case you don't know, I have a YouTube channel as well. And the links are on my radio page, Blog Talk Radio page, and that those videos have deeper consciousness, deeper training as well. So, and I've been putting those together. I think I've got about 150 videos or something. Anyway, I have a few. So get your teeth into those. All right. So let's start by talking about this heart alignment, this light alignment. In this particular one, the reason I keep saying heart alignment and focusing on the heart is because this episode is on the heart, so I've been really marinating myself in that consciousness, in that depth of alliance between the heart and between your heart and your light. So this light alignment is both a heart alignment and a light alignment. And it's going to take you deeper into who and what you are. Now, every person that is here, every one of you that is listening to this live show, or even the playback, as well as the playback, you are already, you have some familiarity with your light. Think about the joy that you feel the love that you feel when you appreciate a child playing or giggling, when you think about someone that you love and feel that heart explosion. When you are doing something creative and beautiful, that beautiful deep flow. When you are doing healing work as a healer or a carer, when you're taking care of someone, doing something kind, doing something generous, joyfully, playing with friends. There are so many extraordinary ways where you experience your heart light. That wondrous thing, your light. And again, I want to differentiate between your light and external light. Okay, your light is so much more than what I just described to you. But these are mainstay ways that your light expresses itself, is present, holds presence through your heart. External light is wondrous and wonderful. You don't just experience your own light, but you experience your own light differently by aligning yourself and bringing your light into interaction with external light, the different kinds of Reiki light. There are a lot of things that are called Reiki. The different kinds of anchored light in the world. Earth's light, sun's light. And I'm not just talking about physical light, and I'm not excluding physical light. They are all relevant. Nature's light, animals' light, fae light, interplanetary light, many, many different kinds of light, but you are not meant to forsake your own light for theirs. You are not upgrading by taking on other light. Your greatest strength comes as you deepen and strengthen your relationship with your unique light. And then, as you do so, you start interacting with other light external to yours, and the two cross together in temporary conditions. Okay? So you don't leave behind your light unique and on its own, but you may join your light for a period of time, even a lifetime, but only partially with external light. And from each of those gatherings, comes new types of consciousness, new types of conditions, new types of experiences, new types of ideas, new types of creations and generations. for those involved and for the condition of the world. Think about the gathering of a group of people who have a common choice, who hold a common choice for the healing of a particular distorted condition in the world. Think, for example, about a group of people who come together to recover a body of light, to heal a body of light, to clear a body of water, is what I'm trying to say, who heal a body of water, who come together to clear and heal a body of water. They will have their own unique pathways to that choice. They will have their own unique ideas of what that means. But if they come together, whether they are around in different places around the world and never physically meet, if they come together, unite in form, and unite with intention, in density in the world, form a circle of standing light. They are going to have variations between each other of ideas of what this means, of why they're doing this, of the importance and significance of the outcome. They're going to have differences, variations of ideas. However, that builds strength. It means that they're each carrying an individual set of frequencies, and when brought together as a circle and held as their individual light in the common forum, in that common form that they build, that they generate with their intention, their firm, strong intention to do this, their variations become harmonics. Their different ideas and their different conditions of consciousness, their different conditions of mastery, of strength and presence in varying interdimensional conditions, expand and deepen healing work, this recovery work. It makes it much closer to whole. And as they hold this strong intention, certain things are likely to occur as this group develops its presence. First, it can implode because the distortion is too intense against the light. So the light, becoming stronger and stronger and stronger, intensifies the noise of the distortion, and that can break apart the group. Or it can shift some people out of the group because it's too intense. This doesn't mean the people are behaving in an intense way. They are clear and they are focused and they are strong, but this is the time we are in. But what is most amazing is where they come together with unified intent, not each exactly the same, but unified, and they hold, and it becomes a mandala of light. You don't have to hold the mandala of light. You hold very strongly, very focused, very present for what you choose, which is the healing of this body of water. And as you hold it in the presence of the water, and you do so, you don't have to physically be in the presence of the water, but you will be somewhere nearby in your intention at the level of form. That is enough. You could be on the other side of the planet. You could have never visited there. You hold, you all hold, you become aligned, you become a harmonic, you become a mandala of light. You engage with the water and you hold your presence with the water and you clear. And so it is. That is a temporary new body of light, uniquely generated for a specific purpose. Now, those people may come together in other healing intentions with other healing work. And their unified practice makes them a stronger force of light. But as individuals, they continue to have their own light through this gathering. They have generated a strong new light. So you see, external light versus internal light, your light versus other light. Very important, the deeper you go into your own light in all different ways, the stronger you become in knowing your light, in understanding it, in being with it and working with it and expressing it through you, the more extraordinary your work becomes with others, the more extraordinary your alliances become with external light, and the more amazing the adventures you will have. All right, so heart alignment. You have your physical heart and you have your heart chakra. They are expressions, form expressions of your great heart. You were brought into existence with the foundation of your great heart and your great mind. And the very foundation of light. Your mind, your great mind, which you will have a small relationship with right now, but will come into something far beyond what you can imagine right now due to the condition that the human race is in. Your heart and your mind, your great heart and your great mind, and your light are the ultimate sacred truth of you. This is the light that you are, what you know yourself to be, and the wonderful and extraordinary and magical and deep experiences that you have in your current life are the tip of the iceberg of all that you are. There is great binding away between the human race, and the great mind and the great heart. There is so much binding away that you get, even with deep work, you only get a small amount of all that is. But the light comes through your heart, comes through your physical heart, comes through your heart chakra. The more you bring yourself to hold presence with your heart and your heart chakra, the more you come to know and climb in and out and around your heart chakra, this extraordinary portal of light, of presence. The more you become walking light. The more you carry this condition of deepening your presence with the light of your heart, the more you are able to heal, recover, and come home. Become aware of your beating heart, and come to understand, imagine or perceive that as your heart beats, so there is this steady flow and presence of light. It is your light. It does present as light. It can even present as physical light, but it does present as light in your form. Become aware of your heart chakra directly present with your great heart. And directly present in all of your form. Directly present with your physical heart. Directly present with the world and humanity and the human race's great heart and the heart of all other beings. The heart of all light, God. Your work involves coming to know and hold presence in all of these conditions. It takes time. These alignments, they take time. But it will come. And you will live it. And be it. It is part of your coming home and being whole, being free. Your great heart your heart chakra your physical heart. They are aligned. It is your relationship with each of these and their alignment home and the clearing of everything that distorts your experience of that. That changes the world for you, brings you home and brings you into freedom. Feel the light. See the light. Your light. Deeply. As you experience your light with your heart, physically, inform all that you do. You are sacred and you are coming home. Okay. So that alignment introduces more deeply what we are here to talk about today, letting your heart do the work. It is true that you have an infinite heart. And an infinite mind. The infinite heart has its own design. It exists as an important part of any being of light. As does the infinite mind. To the point where beings that have never existed as design in the universe, beings that exist beyond the universe, beings who designed the universe, beings who existed before the universe was brought into existence, have hearts and minds. So it's not just a universal thing. It's not just a human thing. It is not just a humanoid thing. It is design of God. So yes, you belong to greater hearts and minds and different hearts and minds. You do. You are a part of designs that include the human design, that include earth design and animal design, and there are different ways. Fae design. You have presence with those. However, the key here, the key focus here is your unique individual heart and mind. You do not share that with others, meaning that no others have your heart and your mind. You do share common alignments. But your heart and your mind are yours. And you can only access it through your alignment home. Light is God's choice. Light that has deeper, truer names, but are not available. Those names are not available. There are light words, sacred words, sounds, tones that cannot be accessed by even the highest of humanity. They exist beyond the existence of humanity, and they radiate through humanity. But the words themselves are not shared. And it's okay. Light. And we call it light. And light is a light word. It's a light-seeded word. Light is freedom, is love, is sacredness, is joy, is beauty, is creativity, is wonder, is consciousness. Is color, tone, form, and design, expansion. There's so many things. And your light, has been carried with you and through you since the beginning. Your light has fueled your heart and your mind since the beginning. Your mind has generated wondrous ideas, consciousness, designs, forms, conditions in the world, as well as beyond. Your heart has carried your light throughout all of it. In every light connection between you and another, your heart carries your light. In every light condition throughout your existence, your heart has carried and held your light. Heart beyond any form you know. Your heart chakra in all of its forms and definitions of light. Your physical heart. Carry your light and hold your light present. In every way that you deepen your conscious presence and understanding and relationship with all of these, each of these aspects of you, you become stronger and more present and more expressive in and with your light. As you walk and talk, as you sit and be, as you meditate and paint, as you sing and tone, the more you hold your presence, the more deeply you understand what your light is, what your heart is, what your mind is, the more extraordinary your expression becomes, the more connected you become to all that you can be, to all that you are. Is the strength of you. The more your form, the more your chakras, the more your, most importantly, your presence with your heart in all its forms and beyond. The more you become the extraordinary being that you truly are, the more you bring that extraordinary being into your moment-to-moment daily life, and your life transforms. The more you bring that extraordinary being into all that you do, and what you do transforms. Are you intergalactic? Yes. Are you living that in any way? Are you multidimensional? Yes. Are you experiencing that? To what degree? And don't give the flip, defensive reaction of all the time, all that I do, in all degrees, because we haven't even begun. You are here. You're in physical human form. And you are yet to do more than touch the tip of the iceberg of all that you are. I say that not to put you down. I say that not to discredit all of the wonderful achievements that you have. I say that because it's true. And I hold that you feel the wonder of that. If this is my extraordinary experience now, then what is coming if this is just the tip of the iceberg? What is to be? What am I unfolding into? And make the commitment to chase it, to work it, to hold presence with it. Your great infinite heart that carries your extraordinary and infinite light. And your great infinite mind that carries the capacity for consciousness that you've barely even touched the surface of yet. The way they work together, and to have that in the center of your daily life, that's where we're going. That's the journey we're on. We were taken out of that, and we are on the journey home. I cannot even begin to paint you a picture of what that is like. But I promise you that you will know it by coming home. I promise you that you will live it by coming home. It is far beyond the concepts of today's advanced spiritual knowing. It is far beyond the concepts of today's advanced consciousness that we have access to. Whether within the human race or interacting with beings from other races, such as the Pleiadians, Sirius, extraordinary beings. but our experience of them is limited by the conditions that we as a human race are held in. Wondrous expansions occur, but they are limited. Even though they feel infinite, they're infinite in a very tiny direction. This is not to negate or put down or belittle your wondrous experiences. It is to tell you that what you know and what you have experienced is the tip of a multidimensional expanse that makes what you've experienced like a grain of salt in comparison. You are sacred and you are strong and you have been working deeply on yourself, and I honor you for that. There is more, so much more that we are moving towards, and you will know it. And you will be extraordinary in it. And it will be the truth of you. And I honor you for that. So with 9 minutes left, I want to talk to you about your journey with your light, your expansion with your heart and mind. What this does for humanity. Everything that you listen to, that you take in, that you receive, are like flows from your mind. They can flip through and you can, and they can come in and they can slide out the other way, and you can get it in the moment. And it may be somewhat transformative if you're hearing it regularly enough. However, every time you sit with something, you feel the truth of something and you hold in that, you feel it through your form, your chakras, and you hold firmly strength of that. You write about it. You open the doors of consciousness with it. You explore beyond it, beyond the initial drop of light. You deepen your presence with it. You hold it in your form. You walk it in your life. You carry it with you everywhere. As you do that, you become a beacon of light of that. You don't have to share a word of it. It will be expressed in anything that you write where it has its presence. Say you write a message on Facebook and share it with your friends, and the message is nothing to do with that particular subject, but at some level it is inspired by it. Even if you just say, I'm letting my heart do the work of carrying my light. And your depth of presence with that has been strong and deep. Your time spent with that has been deep and strong. Then that carries that depth of light and presence. You are radiating your light. When you share on Facebook or Twitter or socially, you carry your light in its current condition throughout. You belong to deeper forms, other forms, forms that are communal, forms that are with the whole of the human race and forms that are with all of humanity. And when you hold these conditions in your form, they engage others in the attraction of that, in the alignment of that. They attract others that you may not know in the physical world, you may not know on social media, you may not ever physically meet or consciously meet, and yet you gather in form and you transform, you radiate this as a collective through humanity. You knowing your light and living your light and coming into the deep personal mastery of your light, you living that and coming home into that, transforms humanity, brings it more deeply into the human experience, is an extraordinary act of consciousness, act of design, of intention, for each individual to be truly in the mastery of, in the condition of their light, and bringing the harmonics of that into the condition of the human race and the world. God, look at the world. We need it right now. Don't we need that right now? You're ready for this. It is much bigger than has commonly been spoken of. There is much, much more to this than you realize. And I call upon you to open your heart into your sacred work and be in the strength of all that you are, deeper and deeper. You are sacred. Come home. You are sacred. Come home. In light. From my light to yours, I welcome you and I thank you.
This is Daniella Breen, and thank you for joining me on The Light Show.